It's not what you'd expect from a guy who wants to be Florida's next agriculture commissioner.
Fired up, ready to go. Fired up!
Scott Maddox was the first to speak at Saturday's rally at the state fairgrounds in Tampa. A diverse crowd of about 300 cheered him on as he touted Democratic values. Following Maddox were the likes of U.S. Senator Bill Nelson and Senate hopeful Kendrick Meek. As one might expect, Maddox and his colleagues pointed to corruption in Tallahassee.
We don't want a Florida that's a piggy bank. We want a savings account for our children and their children. We will fight for a better Florida.
All three state cabinet positions are up for grabs. Maddox faces Republican U.S. Representative Adam Putnam in the race for agriculture commissioner. Meanwhile, former state representative Loran Owsley faces Senate President Jeff Atwater in her bid for chief financial officer. It's a state cabinet position currently held by gubernatorial hopeful Alex Sink and is comparable to the position of treasurer.
For too long, Tallahassee has been unchecked. A Republican governor, a Republican cabinet, a Republican legislature. But guess what? 4 years ago, Florida got smart, and they looked down ballot, and they picked someone who came to Tallahassee and started to clean up the mess, and Alex Sink.
The best-known cabinet position is probably attorney general. An aggressive AG primary race took place between state senators Dave Ehrenberg and Dan Gelber. Gelber won by an 18-point margin, and on Saturday, Ehrenberg warmly promoted his former opponent.
Even if we've run against each other, we know that the stakes are so big or so high, it's just too important to not be united together. And look what's happening on the other side. Look what's happening to the Republicans. We're the party of unity, and they're the party of the circular firing squad over there. Do you see what's going on?
The star of the show was Florida's senior senator, Bill Nelson. Nelson is not running for office, but he told the crowd he needs help in Washington. He cited a bill he called a widely embraced jobs package for small businesses.
We have 59 votes. We've been through this now 5 times, and we can't pass it. But fortunately, one courageous Republican senator, the retiring Republican senator from Ohio, George Voinovich, is going to give us his vote on September the 14th. Now do you see why I need some help?
Nelson then introduced U.S. Representative Kendrick Meek as the one he hopes will join him in the Senate. Meek trails both GOP opponent Marco Rubio and independent candidate Charlie Crist in the polls. Democrats are now split between Meek and Crist, who appeals to many conservative Democrats and moderate Republicans. In a fiery speech Saturday, Meek maintained that he's the only real Democrat in the race.
And there's big differences between me and the two career Republicans that I'll be running against. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, two career Republicans. Those individuals that have stood against a woman's right to choose their entire career. I am a candidate. I will be the only candidate on the general election ballot that will stand up for a woman's right to choose when I get to Washington, D.C.
A narrative that emerged pitted slick political campaigns against ones waged at the grassroots level. Meek was the first statewide candidate in Florida to qualify for a ballot by petition instead of paying a hefty fee. He then beat mega-rich newcomer Jeff Green in the primary, despite Green's pricey ad campaign. Green did not attend Saturday's rally. He was reportedly in the Hamptons. Meek said working at the local level was crucial.
And there are individuals that we still have to register to vote in this state. There are individuals that we have to provide the kind of leadership for that's in a nursing home right now, looking up at popcorn ceiling. They're counting on us to stand up for them.
Democratic candidate for governor Alex Sink, who headlined the event, maintained that message. The former bank executive was elected chief financial officer in 2006. She was the first Democrat to win statewide office in 8 years. She told the crowd it's a little lonely in Tallahassee right now.
I have lifted up the hood of that engine, and I've analyzed that engine, and I've determined that we need more than just a little slight engine tune-up. We have got to have a major engine overhaul, and I'm prepared to do it. And I need some help.
After the rally, WMNF asked Sink if she would accept an endorsement from Attorney General Bill McCollum, who lost the GOP nod to Rick Scott.
Well, we have a big tent in this campaign. I am not running as a partisan politician because my record shows that I welcome everyone who supports me and our agenda for a better Florida. And so I would welcome his endorsement, of course.
Despite the Tea Party rhetoric that dominates mainstream politics this year, attendees were unequivocally upbeat. Brenda Williams wore a purple Service Employees International Union shirt. She said winning in November will take hard work in the next 64 days.
I think that if we get out and do what we need to do, just we can win the cabinet and we can have a strong team just by getting out there and doing what we need to do, getting people out to vote.
Time will tell whether Florida Democrats can harness that momentum enough to pull it off in November. From Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.